2017年上海市各区高三英语二模试卷。杨浦区2017年高三英语模拟练习一。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation,A question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, when will flight MU-231 arrive in Shanghai?
It was scheduled to arrive at 1 p.m.But it will be delayed for 1 hour and 3 quarters.
Question. When will the plane arrive? Two. Hello, may I speak to John Smith, please?
I'm sorry, nobody by that name works here.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?3. Jane, do you work during the holidays?
Well, last Christmas, I did 2 weeks as temporary postman. Then in the summer, I spent 4 weeks picking fruit, and I do a bit of babysitting.
Question. What did the woman do in the summer? 4. Where were you last night?I called you in my office, but no one answered.
I was in all evening. I heard the phone ringing when I was washing my hair.
Question. Where was the woman last night? 5. Could you have the dress ready before Friday, madam?
Sorry, I'm afraid we can't.You know, making the traditional Chinese buttons takes time.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? 6. Jess, I shouldn't have said that. If only I'd kept my mouth shut.
Forget it. I know you're nervous about the exam.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?7. I've got a camera for Peter and some records for Paul as New Year gifts.
You spoil them. I'm going to open a savings account for them. They need to learn how to save money.
Question. Why is the woman going to open an account for the boys? 8. I have to cancel our trip to Thailand.I have an important meeting to attend.
Oh, really? I've been looking forward to it these days.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's decision? 9. Japanese parents often tell their children that if they sleep for more than 5 hours a night, they aren't working hard enough.
Only 5 hours?No wonder Rebecca fell asleep in class.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 10. Cindy, you changed your hairstyle.
I asked to have my hair cut a little bit, but when I looked down the floor, there were piles of my hair on it. I couldn't believe it.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation?
6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversations and passages.
The conversations and passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A couple of months ago, a Chinese diplomat came back to China from the United States. Many U.S. people were at the airport and said goodbye to her. Who is the diplomat? She is a 3-year-old panda called Bao Bao. Bao Bao was born at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., U.S. in 2013. Her parents are Tian Tian and Mei Xiang. China sent them to the U.S. in 2000. We have watched Bao Bao grow up during the past 3 years, said Dennis Kelly, the zoo director. We're going to miss her so much. Why does Bao Bao have to come back to China? It's because all the pandas born in foreign countries must come back to China before they turn 4. This is an arrangement between China and other countries. Bao Bao spent about 16 hours on the plane home. A zookeeper and a doctor stayed with her along the way. The zoo also put bamboo, apples, biscuits, potatoes, and water on the plane. Now, Bao Bao is happy at her new home in Chengdu, Sichuan Province.
Now listen again, please.
A couple of months ago, a Chinese diplomat came back to China from the United States. Many U.S. people were at the airport and said goodbye to her. Who is the diplomat? She is a 3-year-old panda called Bao Bao. Bao Bao was born at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., U.S. in 2013. Her parents are Tian Tian and Mei Xiang. China sent them to the U.S. in 2000. We have watched Bao Bao grow up during the past 3 years, said Dennis Kelly, the zoo director. We're going to miss her so much. Why does Bao Bao have to come back to China? It's because all the pandas born in foreign countries must come back to China before they turn 4. This is an arrangement between China and other countries. Bao Bao spent about 16 hours on the plane home. A zookeeper and a doctor stayed with her along the way. The zoo also put bamboo, apples, biscuits, potatoes, and water on the plane. Now, Bao Bao is happy at her new home in Chengdu, Sichuan Province.
Questions 11. When and where was Bao Bao born?
Why was Bao Bao sent back to China?
13. What can we learn about her journey back to China?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
You might expect native English speakers to be the best at speaking the English language. But some experts believe that when it comes to successfully communicating in English, non-native English speakers are actually better at it. Often you have a room full of people from different countries communicating in English and all understanding each other. And then, suddenly, the American or British person walks into the room and nobody can understand them. Chia Suan Chong, a U.S.-based communications culture expert, told the BBC. Chong said that happens because non-native speakers communicate more carefully. English speakers, on the other hand, often talk too fast, use jokes, slang, and make references to their country that others might not understand, Chong said. It is something that I keep in mind when talking to my Chinese colleagues. I'm careful to speak slowly and use words I know they will understand. Sometimes we confuse each other, though. Once I told my colleague, no dramas, which means no problem. She thought I was calling her drama queen, though, and got upset. But don't worry, experts say that it is the native speaker's fault if they can't understand you, not yours. English speakers with no other language often lack awareness of how to speak English internationally, said English language teacher Dale Coulter. The best way to avoid any trouble might be to ask for some patience. If you find it difficult to understand an English speaker, don't be afraid to ask them to slow down and speak slowly.
Now listen again, please.
You might expect native English speakers to be the best at speaking the English language. But some experts believe that when it comes to successfully communicating in English, non-native English speakers are actually better at it. Often you have a room full of people from different countries communicating in English and all understanding each other. And then, suddenly, the American or British person walks into the room and nobody can understand them. Chia Suan Chong, a US-based communications culture expert, told the BBC. Chong said that happens because non-native speakers communicate more carefully. English speakers, on the other hand, often talk too fast, use jokes, slang, and make references to their country that others might not understand, Chan said. It is something that I keep in mind when talking to my Chinese colleagues. I'm careful to speak slowly and use words I know they will understand. Sometimes we confuse each other, though. Once I told my colleague, "No dramas," which means no problem. She thought I was calling her drama queen, though, and got upset. But don't worry, experts say that it is the native speaker's fault if they can't understand you, not yours. English speakers with no other language often lack awareness of how to speak English internationally, said English language teacher Dale Coulter. The best way to avoid any trouble might be to ask for some patience. If you find it difficult to understand an English speaker, don't be afraid to ask them to slow down and speak slowly.
Questions. 14. Why are native speakers difficult to understand?
What does the speaker mean by no dramas?
What can you do when you can't understand native speakers?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, look at what I just bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wait, wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit hasty.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
I've bought all my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are too expensive to buy without doing some research, not to mention I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is outdated.
Well, you know what they say, good things come to those who wait, and I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
But if you just keep comparing options, you'll never buy anything. You should just pick one and buy it.
But I'm still going to take my time in choosing expensive products, and I hope your cell phone doesn't give you any problems.
Now listen again, please. Hey, look at what I just bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wait, wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit hasty.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
I've bought all my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are too expensive to buy without doing some research, not to mention I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is outdated.
Well, you know what they say, good things come to those who wait, and I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
But if you just keep comparing options, you'll never buy anything. You should just pick one and buy it.
But I'm still going to take my time in choosing expensive products, and I hope your cell phone doesn't give you any problems.
Questions 17. What did the man buy?
Why was the man willing to buy a cell phone without a discount?
19. What's the woman's shopping habit?
20. What can we learn from the conversation?